From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tens of thousands of air travelers across Europe may be stuck for yet another day at an airport or hotel. Many flights are canceled through at least midday tomorrow because of drifting ash from a volcano in Iceland. British Airways is the latest to scrap flights in and out of London. That doesn't bode well for Martin Cunningham, a runner who's been trying to make it in time for Monday's Boston Marathon.
At first, I've been just hoping and hoping that the situation will resolve itself and that the cloud would blow over. But as the days have gone by, you know, my chances of making the flight have become less and less.
It's a similar scene in France, Germany, and other countries where more airports were shut down today. In Iceland, NPR's Joel Palka is covering the source of all these flight disruptions. He says weather forecasters are expecting the ash to keep spreading.
The Iceland Meteorological Office is responsible for providing the initial track for the plume of ash coming from the Eyjafjallajökull volcano. According to Met Office meteorologist Glitherin Nina Pettersson, the winds are shifting slightly, coming more out of the north.
There's still going to be air going from Iceland down towards Europe.
Pettersson says the good news about the plume is that it's staying lower in the atmosphere, which should allow planes to fly over it. It's still unclear how long the ash will continue to bedevil air traffic, but there are signs that the eruption is slowing down, although geologists warn predicting a volcano's behavior is an imperfect science. Joe Palka, NPR News, Reykjavik.
The U.S. government is suing Goldman Sachs, the storied Wall Street firm, for fraud. The Securities and Exchange Commission accuses Goldman of selling investors on a securities product that was actually designed to turn sour. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
In 2007, Goldman put together an investment that hinged on subprime mortgage-backed securities, and it marketed the product to investors as a way to make money. But the SEC says Goldman didn't tell investors this. A hedge fund that paid Goldman to structure the investment helped select the securities and then bet they would fail. Robert Kuzami, an SEC official, said, quote, "The product was new and complex, but the deception and conflicts are old and simple." The government said the hedge fund, Paulson & Company, paid Goldman $15 million for its work. The SEC said Paulson, which has not been charged, made $1 billion on the deal, while investors lost about the same amount. In a statement, Goldman said the charges were completely unfounded and vowed to fight them. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
On news about Goldman, shares in the bank fell today about 10%, and U.S. stocks in general just went down. The Dow tumbled triple digits at last check. The Dow was down 125 points at 11,018. S&P 500 down 20 at 1192. NASDAQ down 34. This is NPR. Home building hit its highest level in more than a year when it rose 1.6% in March. The Commerce Department says construction reached a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 626,000 last month, higher than what economists had predicted. The government's also revising up its February count to reflect a 1% gain instead of the nearly 6% drop it initially reported. Daryl Gates, the Los Angeles police chief who presided over the worst urban riot in modern history, has died. He passed away today from bladder cancer at the age of 83. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
Gates joined the department in 1949 as a Navy veteran of the Pacific Theater. He rose through the ranks to become chief of police and was generally liked by the rank and file for his hard line against crime and corruption. He's credited with creating what would become known as SWAT, Special Weapons and Tactics Squads, that are now standard in many police departments. Gates' relationship with many communities of color, however, was at best uneasy. Residents often complained of being racially profiled. When four LAPD officers were acquitted of severely beating motorist Rodney King after a high-speed chase, the city broke out in rioting that left 53 dead, thousands wounded, and damages that totaled more than $1 billion. A report by the Christopher Commission was harshly critical of the police department's role in the unrest, and Gates resigned in 1992. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The death toll in western China is up sharply. The Xinhua News Agency says at least 1,100 people are now reported dead from Wednesday's earthquake in the Tibetan Plateau. More than 400 people are still missing. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.